Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure BioSpeed Clean Vacuum Cleaner. Save $200 on this powerful vac that doesn't have a cord and is bag-free. To save an additional $20 with free shipping, put in code word HOWIECLEAN at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The more extreme they get, the more obvious how political it is. Fauci is like Hitler. Fauci has blood on his hands. Are you kidding me? I mean, anybody who is just thinking about this in a dispassionate way has got to say, what the heck are those people talking about?
Why, you charlatan, you quack. I've got a good mind to take this up with the Carnival Commission.
Yeah, Tony Fauci is not acting as a scientist or a doctor anymore. He's acting as a Democratic Party activist in a white lab coat.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hey, how is Florida?
Florida has a 4.8% unemployment rate, well below the national average. The per capita death rate from COVID-19 is 27th, nowhere near the highest. Do you think he deserves credit?
No, I don't think he deserves credit.
You, sir, are in denial.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
There's an amazing video. You're probably going to see it tonight if you're not already watching it on TV right now on the local news. It'll probably be on the national news, too. It's so amazing. I mean, it's just the quality of it. And it's a... As the Herald describes it, chilling video shows accused gunman taunting Springfield police. And his name is what? Jose Montanez. And he's waving a gun around, firing it into the air as the cops arrive. And he's just running backwards and he's just kind of like firing the gun wildly at the cops. And they're just kind of like running him down. I don't know if they were counting the number of rounds he had. I don't know how they could be sure how many rounds he had. But they just took him into custody. And the video is just amazing. You know the way these shots usually are. It's like the video of the Eric Adams volunteer being stabbed in the South Bronx. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, there's this one angle. But the camera just follows this guy. It's pretty amazing. You gotta check it out. It's the Have we tweeted out the video? We tweeted out the video, but you can find it most any place right now. 844-500-4242. We had a great time at the 110 Grill in Woburn. We met a lot of nice people and saw a lot of nice people, and we enjoyed chatting with them. And they told us the things they liked about the show, in some cases the things they didn't like. Mostly they were fans, though. And one of the listeners who showed up, he showed up at our events before, is a guy named Carlos. He works in the city, and he brought me some Puerto Rican coffee, nice and strong, very good coffee.
Good dark roast.
Good dark roast. Yes, for like the Caribbean roast that I like, the Cuban and the Italian dark roast as well. And he said specifically that he really liked hearing the bugles. So we got a bugle for you. This is going out for Carlos. Got it?
I need a name first before I hit the bugle.
Juan Baez, who previously resided in Roslindale. He's a Dominican. He pleaded guilty to making a false statement in Social Security fraud charges. And Carlos likes these because it's always the Dominicans are always using the identity of Puerto Rican citizens who are Americans, of course. Baez used the identity of a Puerto Rican citizen to obtain a Massachusetts driver's licenses and identification card. Stop me if you've heard this one before. He also used the identity to apply for and receive mass health benefits, also known as Medicaid. Between January 8, 2008 and December 31, 2019, Baez received approximately $19,000 in federally funded mass health benefits he was not entitled to by using the victim's identity. Everything free in America.
Everything free in America.
Yep. By the way, Jose Montanez's mother has checked in today to say something about her son.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Thank you, Mrs. Montanez. This was the first Juneteenth weekend where it was a federal holiday. According to Breitbart, Juneteenth celebrations around the nation marred by shootings, death. This is again Breitbart. Juneteenth celebrations in Oakland, California, Aurora, Colorado, Baton Rouge, Clover, South Carolina, and Flint, Michigan were marred by shootings and death. ABC News reports that Oakland's Juneteenth celebration at Lake Merritt was interrupted by gunfire at 6:22. When the shots ended, seven shooting victims were discovered, including a 22-year-old man killed in the incident. Aurora, Colorado, that's next to Denver. Its Juneteenth celebration was brought to a violent end when multiple shooters unleashed 114 rounds on attendees, killing four and wounding one. Baton Rouge, two people were killed in a shooting that erupted after a concert. Clover, South Carolina, WSOC-TV, and that's in Charlotte, reports two separate shootings at the Juneteenth celebration. One of the shootings involved three people being wounded, including a 17-year-old boy. The other shooting involved a car pulling up beside a vehicle in which a family was traveling and opening fire. Also on Juneteenth, a 19-year-old woman was shot and killed after allegedly shooting at a police officer in Flint, Michigan. A City of Flint Police Department press release says preliminary investigation indicates the officer who was working a traffic point for the Juneteenth celebration was fired upon by the lone occupant of the vehicle who drove up to him at the traffic point. Upon taking fire, the officer returned fire, striking the suspect. Meanwhile, in Chicago, eight people were shot over the weekend. Says the Chicago Sun-Times says five fatally, but I think this is an older story. There, the Fox News was reporting today earlier was eight people killed. In the most recent fatal attack, a man was shot dead while driving in Humboldt Park early Sunday. Less than an hour earlier, a woman was fatally shot in Bucktown on the northwest side. Humboldt Park saw another fatal shooting Saturday night. Friday night, a woman was killed and two other people injured, including a 15-year-old boy in a shooting in back of the yards. Lori Lightfoot blames it on guns, not on the people. 844-500-4242. 843, it's good to know it only took 11 years to catch that guy stealing the mass health benefits. It shows they're right on it when it comes to rooting out fraud. They got him. I mean, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. How many do you think they didn't get when they got Juan Baez, formerly of Roslindale? Good Lord. Fury, as New York, this is on the eve of the primary in New York City tomorrow for mayor and city council. Fury, as New York prosecutors drop looting charges against hundreds during riots, arrested last summer during riots. After 603 were arrested in Manhattan and the Bronx during the most intense days of post-George Floyd looting and arson last June, 295 of the cases have been dropped completely. In Manhattan, the NYPD data shows there were 485 arrests connected to last summer's riots, which saw mobs smashing stores and holding a looting dance party in Soho in Lower Manhattan. Of those cases, 222 were later dropped. 73 saw convictions for lesser counts like trespassing, which carries no jail time. Another 40 cases involved juveniles and were sent to family court, and 128 cases remain open. Cy Vance, the outgoing district attorney of Manhattan, declined an interview from Channel 4. They're the ones who reported this, WNBC. But Vance's office has been busy preparing a criminal tax case against Donald Trump, said to center on allegations of tax, loan, and insurance fraud at the Trump Organization. So they're too busy trying to indict Donald Trump on more trumped-up charges, so to speak, to prosecute the actual looters. Isn't that wonderful? 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's see. 508, did you see the shooting in New York with a guy trying to shoot the guy with his two kids? There's so many videos that are coming out. I mean, it's just, they don't seem to end. And they all seem, the, the leads in the New York Post or the New York Daily News all begin the same way. A man with a lengthy rap sheet, or a man who was out on who had been released after 7 incidents in the prior week. A man who had been charged with trying to push a strap hanger onto the subway line, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's all the same. And then, you know, that's why Eric Adams, I mean, he's a pretty weak candidate, but he's a former cop and he's not for defunding the police. That's why he's the favorite in the primary tomorrow for mayor. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is the second time that you've laid hands on me.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Summer is here, and that means it's time to visit Cape Gunn in Hyannis. Visit HowieCarshow.com, click on store, and get a basic firearms/license to carry class for half off. The usual price is $125. You can get it right now at Howie Carr Store. HowieCarshow.com/store for $62.50, half price. We don't have many certificates left. We have a lot fewer than we had this afternoon when we started, so get them fast. If you're going down to the Cape and you've been planning to get a license to carry, you need to have a certificate. You need to take the class. It's 4 hours long, and you can get it for half price at the best place to get it in Massachusetts. There'll be a rainy day or a cool day. So $62.50 instead of $125. HowieCarshow.com, and you can get them to Cape Gunworks in Hyannis to get your LTC, go to your basic firearms LTC class. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
When you hear the name The Coos, who comes to mind? Bob Cousy or Howie Carr?
Howie Carr.
Glad to say the needle has moved. 12% say
All
Howie
right.
Carr.
All right. 844-500-4242. A lot of people like that interview with Melissa Root. She's the mother of Sarah Root, who was killed by an illegal alien street racer. Someone said, don't call them drag racers, an illegal street racer who was illegally drunk at the age of 19. Just a career criminal in the making. And he rear-ended her on the night she graduated from college and killed her. And he was on the most wanted list. ICE had a most wanted list for illegal aliens who've killed American citizens. And the Biden administration ended the most wanted list. Gee, I wonder why, huh? And so 97, a lot of people said they liked the interview. 978 said, I've been listening to your show for almost 25 years, and there are only a handful of interviews that have stopped me in my tracks, brought tears to my eyes, and made me want to hug my family the moment they walk in the door tonight. That was one of them. I just felt so sorry for her. I mean, it's like, you know, rubbing salt in the wounds. 844-500-4242. People are saying Adams is a rat and another Trojan horse. Conservatives loves because he's anti-crime. He's not really, I understand what you're saying, that he's not really anti-crime. He created the 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement, which was basically an in-house anti-cop organization. And he's apparently a weird guy, too. You know, Seth Barron, who we had on last week talking about the decline and fall of New York City, said he's been living in the Borough Hall, you know, basically the city hall and for the borough of Brooklyn for the last year and a half. I mean, he's a strange guy, but who else would you vote for? I mean, Yang is the only other potential person I would think about voting for, but I mean, both of them are not great, to put it mildly. 844-500-4242. The Washington Post committed a random act of journalism this weekend. Did you see this, Taylor? They listed the Hackerama in the Biden administration. Somebody's going to be in trouble for this story. Of course, they said it was worse under Trump, but they didn't really back up their assertions as they so often do. The nepotism, though, is really amazing in the Biden administration. Now, of course, none of his family members are taking jobs because, you know, if you're Hunter or you're Caroline or you're the brother Frank, who's got the judgment against him out in California for the vehicular homicide. I mean, they've all got dodgy pass. I don't think they get past the security clearances. But the other family member, the other families, listen to this. The Treasury Department has hired J.J. Ricchetti, son of Biden counselor Steve Ricchetti, as a special assistant in the Office of Legislative Affairs. J.J. is a 2020 college graduate. Steve Ricchetti's daughter, Shannon Ricchetti, who graduated from college in 2016, is a deputy associate director of the Office of the White House Social Secretary. Now we come to Daniel Ricchetti. Would you care to guess where Steve Ricchetti's son Daniel is working? In the public or the dreaded private sector, Taylor?
I'm going to say the public sector.
That would be good. Give yourself a ding ding. Daniel Ricchetti is a senior advisor in the office of the Undersecretary of Arms, Secretary of State for Arms Control and International Security.
Can I get me an undersecretary position here?
Bruce Reed is Joe Biden's day scheduler. Would you care to guess where his daughter, Julia Reed, is working?
At Walter Reed?
No.
All right, the public sector.
Yes. She's the day scheduler, come to think of it. Her father is Bruce Reed, and he's the deputy that White House chief of staff. Then there is a senior advisor to Biden, Mike Donilon. He has a niece named Sarah Donilon. Public or private sector, Taylor?
Public.
Yes. Public. Yes. She works on the White House National Security Council. And she's also the daughter, in addition to being the niece of senior advisor Mike Donilon, she's the daughter of Kathy Russell, who's the director of presidential personnel in the White House. Jen Psaki's sister, Stephanie Psaki, would you care to guess where she works? Public or private?
I'm going to say public.
That's right. She's senior advisor at the Health and Human Services Department. Ron Klain, the chief of staff, he has a wife named Monica Medina. Public or private?
You know what my answers are going to be.
You sure you don't want to change your luck?
I'm pretty sure.
She's the assistant secretary. She's been nominated to be the assistant secretary of state. Jake Sullivan. I don't know what his job is, but he has a wife named Maggie Goodlander. Would you care to guess where she works?
Since I'm hearing her name, I'm going to say public sector.
She's counsel to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Sullivan's brother, Jake Sullivan's brother, Tom Sullivan, where does he work?
Is he also a counsel?
He works at the State Department, Foggy Bottom. Tom Sullivan has a wife, Rose Sullivan. Would you care to guess if she's dreaded public or private secretary? Sector.
Public sector.
Health and Human Services. Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, whom Joe Biden referred to last week in Europe as the foreign minister. Would you care to guess where the foreign minister, Mrs. Foreign Minister works? Evan Ryan is her name.
Ooh, private sector.
She's White House Cabinet Secretary. Oh, you said private. That's right.
I said private.
Shame on you.
Sorry, I tried to have some faith.
917 says, how hard could the job as Biden's day scheduler be? It's harder than being the night scheduler. That's just the person who makes sure the battery on the remote control is all charged up. We'll be right back with your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Thanks, Howie. I just was thinking about that woman who lost her daughter just a few hours after she graduated, Howie. And I'm thinking about many of the guys that I've known, they've come here from foreign countries that I've worked with, and they're bringing their mentality and the conditions they grew up with, and they bring them to this country. They're not orientated to our laws, and they're riding the streets wild. young guys, old guys, whatever the difference is, they're not obeying the speed limit. They're bringing this same criminal mentality to our country, endangering our citizens. Now, our borders are open season. Our citizens' lives are it's like open season for the citizens' lives. These guys are not respecting our laws. They're not orientated. You go to college, there's an orientation. They're allowing them to pour across the border without orientation to our laws, our customs, and how to respect our citizens, Howie. It's a disgrace that they took that guy's name off the most wanted list. How heartless is the President of the United States? How heartless can our politicians be? Where are they?
Well, David, he said at one point during the campaign that illegal aliens were better Americans than American citizens. Remember that?
This is a guy who's got dementia. All our politicians, Howie, are responsible for this. They need to speak up for this. This is crazy stuff. Our citizens, American citizens, are in danger because this feckless, this disrespect for our citizens of our country.
Well, there was a report today that, apparently they had a policy under the Trump administration. If anybody tested positive, these quote-unquote family units, who the hell knows if they're family units? But they're coming in as family units because they think it's easier to get to the welfare office and to get across the border. But they would send them all back if they tested positive for COVID. But now they won't send. Now that there's a report that they're not going to send them back if they test positive for COVID. I mean, we already know they're letting individuals test positive for COVID. They're just giving them cell phones and putting them on planes with a free ticket. No IDs. You have to produce an ID. You need to produce a driver's license or a passport to get on a plane. If you're an illegal alien, don't worry about it. Everything free in America.
We have to find a pathway for dreamers. The fact, you know, we're dreamers. I love people who say, let's send them back. Can you imagine you're 4 years old, your mom says, we're crossing the Rio Grande, and say, no, mom, I don't want to go. I'm going to stay here. Come on. Come on. And these kids who come and they end up doing well, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
That's, of course, not possible because if you're born in the United States, you're an American. That's the problem with birthright citizenship. They become Americans before Americans become Americans. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Can we quote you on that? 844-500-4242. Tight labor market returns the upper hand to workers. This was a story in the Wall Street Journal today. It's really amazing. I mean, we've talked about this before, but it's just astounding how these stupid policies, which started under Trump, but you didn't know how bad the COVID was going to be. I mean, Fauci was saying it was going to kill millions of people, and he was being backed up by the Democrats, and so they put in all these welfare proposals and knocked everybody out of work or out of the workplace. Let me just read you a couple of stats here from this story. Nearly 15 million people claimed unemployment insurance benefits in late May, up from about 2 million before the pandemic. 15 million claimed unemployment last month, up from 2 million before the pandemic. The share of the working age population either holding or seeking a job fell to 61.6% in May from 63.3% in February of 2020. Right before the panic began. And, you know, that's 1.7% decrease. But when you have a population that the United States has, that represents the loss of 3.5 million potential employees. They've just vanished. They've just left. Well, they haven't vanished because they're still getting unemployment and $300 a week and $1,400 checks here and there, and a moratorium on evictions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's driven up the price of wages, and the company still can't get enough people to work. Average weekly wages in leisure and hospitality, the sector that suffered the steepest job losses last year, were up 10.4%. Average weekly wages were up 10.4% in May from February of 2020. Pay for those with only a high school diploma is rising faster than for a college graduate, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. Lower-wage employers are boosting pay and offering gift cards to applicants who show up for interviews, along with sign-on and retention bonuses, and sometimes immediate employment, even before drug screenings and background checks, she said. While benefiting workers, higher labor costs can have consequences for employers in the form of narrower profit margins and missed sales if a restaurant section remains closed or orders can't be filled quickly because of a staffing shortage. For instance, not restaurants, but American Airlines this weekend canceled hundreds of flights because they were just running out of people to work the flights, to staff them. That's just, they're saying they're only going to cut 1-2% of the flights, and they're going to try to, you know, combine them, consolidate them. But over the weekend, according to one of the stories I read, it was 6-7% of the flights were gone. Kyle Matthews, 27 years old, is among the workers benefiting. He'd worked at a large grocery store in Grand Rapids, Michigan, for about 4 years. He was frustrated by the pay of about $14 an hour at the top of the store's pay scale. So he went. He decided to visit a staffing firm. Now he has a new job at a place called Color Hub, which prints graphics on packaging. His new job pays $16 an hour plus overtime. He's training for a role as a high-speed machine operator that would pay $2 an hour more. And he works for this place called Color Hub. And the owner of Color Hub, or the guy who runs it, says it used to be you could interview several people and go a couple of weeks without making an offer. Now, if you don't give someone a job on the spot, you might not get them. Sounds like trying to buy a house, you know? And then, the journal has to have the obligatory line, which is total BS. Others out of the workforce fear catching or spreading the virus. Worries that should ease as infections decline and vaccination rates rise. The fears of catching the virus are going to end when they end the $300 a week payments, extra payments for unemployment in September. American Dedicated Logistics in Midlothian, Virginia, has raised pay for cargo van drivers to about $16.50 an hour from $12.50 an hour 2 years ago. The company president said he expects the prevailing rate for cargo van drivers to reach $20 in the next year or so. 844-500-4242. Have you seen your wages go up, or have you seen anyone in your family's wages go up, or if you're an employer, have you had to pay higher wages? The Dot Foods, Inc. distributing system in Williamsport, Maryland, has raised wages an average of 4% in each of the past 4 years. Dot warehouse workers now start at $19.25 an hour. The owner says he could fill an additional 25 warehouse jobs in Maryland if he could. To make up for vacancies, many warehouse employees are working 50 hours a week, translating to 10 hours of time and a half pay. He's now most concerned about employee burnout. These smaller companies are having a problem because the bigger companies are, the monster companies are hiring huge amounts. Amazon said last month that it would hire 75,000 workers and offer $1,000 signing bonuses in some locations while pledging to pay at least $15 an hour. McDonald's said recently it wants to hire 10,000 employees at company-owned restaurants and raise pay at those locations. Walmart has said it will raise wages for about 425,000 of its employees. 844-500-4242. 508 said, I just drove past McDonald's. There's a big sign saying now hiring 14 and 15 year olds. Yeah, I read earlier, I mentioned a company in suburban Dallas, Frisco, Texas, Lane's Chicken Fingers. And the guy, he's on a tight margin. He can only offer 11 or 12 bucks an hour against, you know, and he's going up against these companies offering 15, 16 bucks an hour. So the guy that owns it says Lane's Chicken Fingers says he's elevating workers in their late teens and early 20s to general manager positions, paying over $50,000 a year. And he wants to open 4 more locations, but he can't find anybody to work them. He can't find anyone to work in the ones he's got now, let alone the 4 new ones. We're so thin at leadership that we can't stretch anymore to open more locations, he said. I've got a good crop of 16 and 17-year-olds, but I need another year or two to get them seasoned to run stores. Can you imagine that? That is astounding, isn't it?
Getting into the workplace right now at a very tender age is like buying a stock before it goes ballistic. I mean, there's so much potential. There's so much opportunity out there. You'd be crazy to sit at home and collect $300 a week and not invest in yourself and in your own future.
I agree. I remember when I was 16 years old, I was worried about getting a summer job, any summer job. And now you just walk in and you go into this place in Frisco, Texas, and you're 16, son. You could be running this here place by the time you're 18.
I guarantee that at least 90% of the people that are collecting this extra unemployment bonus, they're not putting it away. They're not saving it. They're not investing it. It's gone by the next time it comes around.
I'm going to get me a new tattoo.
I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of video game systems being bought.
John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, I had to take my car in to get it serviced at the Mercedes dealer. It sat there for 4 days not being serviced, so I had to go pick the car up and take it to another dealer where it sat for 4 more days before I finally got it repaired. But I've come to the conclusion what we should do is all the guys that stole the unemployment money, we should really put them in charge of running the country because they're smarter than the people that are running it.
There sure would be enough of them to run the country, John, it appears. But, you know, a lot of them are overseas. They all this money has gone out. A lot of the money has gone out unsolicited overseas. I mean, if you ever worked over here and then went home, I read a story a few weeks ago that they sent 140,000 stimulus checks to Japan, John.
Right.
What did they tell you, John? What did you finally do with your car?
Well, I finally got it fixed at the second dealer, but I had to call the Atlanta headquarters of Mercedes, and both dealers the same excuse: we don't have enough people working here.
Good Lord, at a Mercedes dealership, God, they got to be paying heavy cash at a Mercedes dealership. Thanks for the call, John. Limerick guy says the chances of the $300 boost ending in September are slim and none, and Slim left town. Yeah, that would be a good poll question for tomorrow. Let's write that one down, Taylor, just in case we can't think of another one. Will the $300 unemployment payout end in September? That's a very good question, actually. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, you know the rest stop between Route 2 and Route 2A. As a matter of fact, you did a show there once. Anyways, I was there on Saturday. They got a big giant sign outside, $17 an hour or more. So, you know, what that means to me, if you don't know anything, they give you $17 an hour. But if you're experienced, they'll probably give you $20 just to get somebody in there.
Right. Exactly. I know. It was. It's amazing, isn't it, Russ? When you were a kid, you had to hustle to get a job in the summer, right? Unless you knew somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Howie, like you, I started washing dishes for $1 an hour.
Yeah, I know. I got 65. I've said it before. I got $65 a week plus room and board, and you know it wasn't great, but it was better than nothing. And now I could walk in if I were 16 years old, I could walk in and get at least $15 an hour. So I could make as much in a little over 4 hours, half a shift, than I made in the whole week when I was working in Maine. It's amazing. You know what the tipped workers got in those days? I remember because they had the sign, you know, you had to post the sign publicly. The tipped workers got 55 cents an hour. And, you know, with tips, they were doing better than those of us who were working in the kitchen. 844-500-4242. We're talking about the high cost of help these days. And are you benefiting? Are you paying through the nose? Are you seeing people who were who can't open or can't get service done for you or for anyone you know? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
And I bring you greetings also, because I talked to Senator Mitt Romney right before we came on, and he wants you to know how much he appreciates, loves you, and wish he was here with you.
Well, we sure wish Mitt was with us, too. Thank you.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
Hello, Willard. It's good to see you. Good to hear
Hello.
Your voice.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
It's me.
Hello. Yes, everyone was very happy. Everyone was saying nice things about me in Worcester. The Coos. I am the Coos, you know. That was my Deerfield nickname.
It just happened to be. Coos is always at the right place at the right time.
Damn right. That's right. That's what I would tell all these people that are just sitting on their couches. You got to be in the right place at the right time. Got to break for, give up the ball and then break for the basket. Even if you're small, like me, basketball-wise anyway, you know, you can you might get loose for an easy layup. That's the way. That's why Polito, even Karen Polito, after all I've said about her, she loves me. Cut 10.
This is personal, because the Coos is one of us.
Yeah. Me, Karen, Leah Gendoso, David Nangle. We're all in this together. Some of us are going to prison. Some of us have been busted off the state police, but we're all in it together. 617 says, I was on the ferry yesterday from Nantucket to Hyannis and asked a worker if the snack bar was closed because of COVID. He said, no, it's because they can't find any help this summer. Now, think about that. The Steamship Authority used to be where the Bulgers parked a lot of their kids. So, you know, it had to be a no heavy lifting job. One time I remember writing a story about Goof Off Daughter, one of the Goof Off Daughters of the Bulger clan. And now they can't get anybody.
That's a dream summer job. I would kill for something.
I know.
Like, you're on a boat going to Hyannis and Nantucket every day.
I know.
Probably an hour between stops. You can just chill.
I know. That's why the Bulgers worked there, because there was no heavy lifting. And now they can't get people to work on the Steamship Authority? 201, they're going into restaurants and other service industries and asking to be paid cash under the table. That way they can continue to collect the extra $300 as well. The scams are just out of control. No kidding. I mean, we've seen that. I mean, it doesn't seem to end. 617, I thought the aliens were supposed to be working the jobs Americans didn't want to. Isn't that what Bush said? Yeah, that is what George Bush said. That was another one of his lies. Bush lied. Jobs died. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.